About the book, get a shloka book.
Yeah.
I have a lot of shloka books. And it's a shame I got a lot of nice books. If I remember, I'll write it down when I come back for Gaur Purnima. I'll bring you one to Mayapur. But in the meantime, that's one way that you won't forget. You write down the shlokas, you write down the translation, the reference, and then that's part of your morning sadhana. You go over all your shlokas with, you know, just with closed eyes. You see if you remember them. And
but when I'm in Mayapur, I go to Gurukul in the halftime.
Say that again.
When I'm in Mayapur, I'll be in Gurukul, so mm-hmm. I won't have time.
No, I'll bring you a book, and then you can just,
I don't have many home days.
Mm-hmm, okay.
But just like, in the summer I leave Mayapur and for the GBC meetings, then other than that I have 18 days of holidays.
Okay. Anyway, but still, you know when I used to, how I memorized shlokas?
Mm-hmm.
Two times. One is, when I would get up in the morning, and I would paste the shloka on the mirror in the bathroom. And then when I was brushing my teeth, and I was showering and shaving, because you're not shaving yet.
Yeah.
That's how I would, that's when I would memorize shlokas. And the other is, when I was driving a car, I would drive a car, and I would have it on the steering wheel. I had a couple of accidents like that. I would bump into the car in front of me, memorizing shlokas.
You should have had it like on the glass in front of you.
Yeah, well, sometimes I would get distracted looking at the shloka. But that's how I memorized the whole Bhagavad Gita, driving in the car. When I was younger, I knew all the Bhagavad Gita from beginning to end. I probably still know about 90% of it.
Before I went to Google, I knew one chapter. But now I only know one verse.
Okay, but now you know all the verses. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, you know, when he was 4 years old, he knew the whole Bhagavad Gita. So, that's standard. In India, all cultured children would know Bhagavad Gita, and anyway, it's important, and it's, we were just, Basu Ghosh, he was just saying, that's the Indian way of learning, memorization, although in the West, they don't like memorization anymore, but memorize, you just learn, and it's very good. Prabhupada would also say it's very good for the intelligence. It exercises the intelligence, just like Shambhi Hari gets up in the morning, he just starts reading, he starts studying. He's like a real pundit, although he doesn't look like a pundit. Yeah, so shloka book, and then I gave you that verse. I saw it. It's a verse. I don't know if you remember when you were in New Brajadam. Remember Nrisimhadev's temple? So there's these two verses. One is by Sridhar Swami, and the other one is from Bhagavatam. Yadi tasya sime kamam karam tam bharatar shabha riddhya kamam sammoham bhavatastu vrine varam. Lord Maharaj is saying to Lord Nrisimhadev that just remove all kama, all lust from the heart. Anyway, that's and then, you know, when I get up, I have my little prayer book. Show him my prayer book. You saw that little prayer book? Usually, when I have time, and I'm not not like now, then see, those are the prayers I say every morning. Now I don't say them every morning, but I say those prayers all morning, and I know all those prayers also off by heart from beginning to end, because I got used to saying them every morning. So after about 2-3 months I learned them, just like Brahma Samhita. You know Brahma Samhita verses?
Yeah.
Same thing. I used to, on going on Sankirtan book distribution, we used to chant the whole Brahma Samhita from when we left the temple till we got to the airport. After a couple of months, I knew all the Brahma Samhita off by heart. I still know it off by heart, beginning to end. Okay. Now I'm going to talk to this gentleman a little more. What else?
I do not have any taste for hearing and chanting properly. There is some, but...
Do you fall asleep?
No.
Well, that's good.
But I don't feel to take out time and get proper book and read it. Although I read proper Bhagavatam 2-3 times, for consecutively, first canto to 12 canto, whatever meaning, purpose, everything. But still, there is not that urge and that enthusiasm to read it consistently.
Yeah, that's all right. You do it anyway. And the best time to do it is before Mangalarti. You get up at 3 o'clock and you study. Even get up earlier, get up at 2 o'clock. And even if you have to take just a little rest, maybe 15 minutes before deity greeting, but that's the best time to study. Peace and quiet. Either you go into the temple room or the library, and then you chant your japa during japa period, because then the mind is fresh, and that's a nice time to study. And it'll come as Shishito Shabadana Shva Basu Deva Kata Ruchi, then the Ruchi will come. Now that's what I'm doing. I'm reading Bhagavatam. I'm getting up every morning. I'm reading 2 chapters of Bhagavatam every morning. Just reading Bhagavatam. Just the translation, not the purport. It's very, very, very empowering. So, and by doing, the taste comes, as the heart becomes purified, then the taste will come. Anartanirvitti, and will become nishta, and then ultimately ruchi.
How about chanting? While I sit and chant my 16 rounds altogether, but I don't feel that mind is, means I'm not able to engage my mind on the sound vibration, even for one round also.
That's the yoga. That's Krishna says. Vyasena Kriyogin Vairagina Vrivyati. So you try. That's what sense control and mind control is to control the mind and the senses. And you have to abhyas. So you have to practice hearing, sound vibration, and to become, when you develop ruchi, attraction for the sound vibration of the holy name. And for that, therefore, deity worship, studying Bhagavatam, these things will increase attraction for the holy name. And we don't have attraction. That's what Lord Chaitanya says. Tatrapatani amitasmarani makara. I don't have attraction. I don't have a taste. Still we do it. Taste will come.
I actually suggested that I should get up early in the morning and read.
Yeah.
Then I will have to adjust my timetable and minimize the rest.
Minimize rest? Well, don't minimize it too much, because otherwise then you'll sleep all over. But you have to go to sleep on time. So if you get up at 3, you have to go to sleep at 9. Or then you have to sleep 5.5 hours and then take a little nap during the day. You gonna go have breakfast, or you're waiting here? Is your mother gonna come?
Yes,
I don't know, in your service, can you do that?
Yes, yes, it's very much possible. It's up to me only. How to adjust the schedules.
Yeah, if you can do all of this preaching and so on during the day, and you don't have to do it at night, then go to sleep. And sometimes you do things that will give you extra taste, just like if you go to Vrindavan or you have some on the, let's say you go to sleep as early as possible, 6-7 o'clock, get up at midnight, 1 o'clock. Just get the taste for doing that, get the experience of doing that. Or sometimes you chant 1 lakh or even chant 3 lakhs a day.
I try to do that 1 lakh on the days of Ekadashis and festivities. I do try my level best to chant 64 on the Ekadashis. And I'm quite successful in counting the numbers. It's possible for me.
Yeah.
And even on Nirjala, I do more than that, also 108 and 128.
Yeah. You feel that gives you,
yes, yes.
Or even if you do 3 lakh, then you'll get the experience of just chanting, nothing else. You get up at midnight, you just chant, you just eat a little khichdi during midday, and you keep chanting again till midnight.
And in Nirjala Pandu Ekadashi, I do 3 lakhs. I try. Here in Prabhupada Quarter,
so that's good, isn't it?
Yeah. That every Nirjala Ekadashi I try my level best, and it happens also by Krishna mercy,
yeah.
Vishnu mercy, like it happens.
So that gives a certain taste and gives a certain strength. Prabhupada says the strength of a miracle.
Yeah.
Strength of chanting.
To develop the taste of chanting is to increase the rounds. Is that correct, Maharaj? Do you mean that?
You can, but it's important not to decrease your hearing. Hearing is more important. But Prabhupada will always say minimum 16 rounds. So you can chant more, yes. Especially if you're going out, you chant good quality rounds here, but then while you're going out, chant. And that's also good. You know, often you see Prabhupada talking to people and at the same time he's fingering his beads.
Yes.
And that will also give you a certain amount of protection,
yes,
from all the things that they're saying while you're talking.
I try my level best while I'm traveling and going to the mantralaya or some minister office while chanting only a bit back only, because they respect in India,
yeah,
they respect
but,
the stature
but
of
that shouldn't be your rounds.
No, out of 16.
This is plus.
Yeah, extra.
Yeah.
Extra round. I try my level best of to sit down and chant all complete 16 rounds, then only,
yes,
I get up.
Yes,
even
those should be quality. Because that won't be quality. You're traveling, you have to look here, there. But still, meditate, kirtaniya sadahari. We should always be chanting.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Bhaji, you should tell your mother that after we have Guru Puja downstairs, the GBC, then again, the bag, just like yesterday, you brought up that bag of flowers for Radha Damodar, then you should bring it up again. Okay? You're going to remember? Because otherwise it just stays there and it just goes bad, the flowers. But here, we can come and it's so hard to get some flowers for the deities. Then at least you can bring that big bag of nice jasmine flowers. Okay. Yeah, don't forget. What else?
Thank you very much, Mother. Please.
I thought it better we talk. Otherwise, email, I don't, or post.
Yeah.
It's easier to talk.
But I'm so fortunate to get your personal association, Mother. It's like essence for me. I'm craving for this.
Yeah, this is not when we have meetings and we have meetings. I couldn't even give a class because I don't know when we have morning meetings and everything.
So, Maharaj, I pray to Radha Rasamayari and to you also that as far as possible, if I get your association, that would be nice, Maharaj. And whatever instructions you have given to me, now I will try to follow that knowledge.
How long have you been in one temple?
Here in this temple 1 year. Before that I was in Pune.
For how many years?
Since 1999.
99. So 20 years of practicing Krishna consciousness.
Almost 90.
How old are you now?
I'm 35 now.
Okay.
I was 16 when I introduced
to Krishna. You thinking of getting married?
No, Mother's not there.
Don't get married.
No.
Raja, are you going to get married or are you going to stay brahmachari? You don't know. Fool. Why, you got some girls in mind?
I don't have any thought of
it. Yeah, better don't get married.
That's why I always keep my higher association with senior devotees. Vishnananda Das is a sannyas candidate, he's my mentor. And it teaches me. I not even an iota of thought of getting married.
Good.
So the blessings are there, I'll be able to maintain myself in this situation.
Yeah. I was married before I came to Krishna consciousness and I left my wife. But it's not, if you can avoid it, then it's much better for your spiritual life. Otherwise, then there's so many other burdens that come along with family life. Even if it's very Krishna conscious, we're still raising children. First, if you can have good children like him, then it's the real Kumara, the saint. But where's your beat bag? Do you chant rounds today? One. And yeah, you read Srila Prabhupada's book and you know, we do our sadhana and we have a clear idea of what our sakya is that we want to ultimately follow in the footsteps of the residents of Vrindavan, and that's our real goal with Krishna consciousness. So we should pray to them. Should hear about them. That's why Prabhupada gave us Krishna book. That's why we read Bhagavatam, but ultimately the purpose of Bhagavatam is to bring us to the 10th canto and to help us actually understand that Krishna consciousness is about following in the footsteps of the good masters. That's what Lord Chaitanya came to teach. That's what Srila Prabhupada also came. But they have to be prepared, qualified. But we should hear. By hearing about it, about them, we develop a taste and a desire. Can you read Sanskrit?
No, I don't read Sanskrit. One devotee asked me when I started my reading of Bhagavatam, second time, he asked me, when are you going to finish this Bhagavatam, 12 cantos? I said, I'm not reading it for finishing it off. I'm just reading to take shelter. And I just want to read it. I want to just read it. That's it, nothing else. Is that all?
Make some Bhagavata Seva. We should be absorbed. Bhagavatam, you just keep reading and reading.
Although I cannot grasp everything, but I feel like I'm purified, I'm getting purified every day. Yeah.
And what's very good for the mind is study. Systematic study. But Bhagavatam is very big. So systematically studying Bhagavatam is serious. The Bhagavad Gita is easier. It's only 700 slokas. You can study it, and there are many ways of approaching studying Bhagavad Gita.
I have completed my Bhakti Shastri, and I got some little grades also. Now I'm planning to do the Bhakti Vaibhav course, and that will, I think it will have.
Yeah. And then studying, just like studying cantos, studying verses, studying certain prayers. And you know, I wrote this. Everybody, do you want some, you want any fruit, anything? There's some fruit.
Sweets.
There, and I wrote that book on those prayers of, or that conversation between Lord Narayan and Durvasa Muni. What's it called?
It's in Amrish Mata section.
Huh?
Amrish Mata section.
Yeah. What keep them, what's the... I can't remember the book that I wrote. What's
the name?
Sadhavo. Sadhavo Ridayamaya. Sadhavo Ridayatha. Yeah. Take one to your sister, though. Don't eat both of them. I gotta get ready for meeting.
Thank you very much.
So we'll see you. You come visit Tandri sometime.
Yes, I'll be in touch with through him.
Shambhi Hari, you take, yeah, keep in touch with Shambhi Hari.
Yeah. He's my connection to you, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
I'm very grateful to you, Maharaj, for giving such valuable instruction and association.
Well, when we're in Mayapur.
How long you are in India now?
I'm going to Mayapur till the beginning of December.
Okay, till December you'll be here. So I'll try to make again come to him, associate with him, refer to you my improvements in sadhana. Very grateful to you.
Hare Krishna. All the best. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Okay, Raji, time to go take breakfast.
Pizza.
Pizza? Yesterday we had pizza for lunch in Bhakti Shuru Maharaj.